Blog Talk Radio. Today is Monday, October 7th, 2019, and this is Foxology. I am Silver Ray Fox, your host. It's Master Your Mind Said Monday, y'all. Can you tell I'm excited? Oh, happy, happy day. Yes. What a grand day it is to celebrate yourself and life. And for some reason, it just doesn't feel like life is worth celebrating today. Oh boy, do I get it. I do. I know some of y'all just feel all filled with woe just because it's Monday. Well, I get it. And others because, well, there's some serious reasons and situations weighing on top of your joy. I'm telling you, I get it. I get it. I get it. But listen up, though. Here's some things to think about. Emotions can rule and they can be cruel. We're going to talk about that. Mindsets can be mean and hide your direction and your destiny and your best life. You better hear me. As the preachers would say, you know I'm preaching. Your thoughts can destroy everything related to your joy. So, why did I say all of that? Well, because I think you can make up your mind to overcome the thoughts that keep you in the house of woe. And you can set yourself free from the negativity that may be jailing you. And you can also break the chains of successive thoughts that will take you absolutely no place. It can be done. And you know what? I know that it takes some pushing, some prodding, some prying, and some praying to get all of those thoughts off your mind. It takes some awareness. It takes some mental processing and fortitude. It takes time and patience. Yes, all of that. Why is it worth it? Because you want to live your best life. Today, my radio BFF superstar, Cassandra McShepherd, joins me for this, what I consider is a weight off your mind conversation. We're calling it what's on your mind. And I challenge you to think about what you're thinking about today. Hi, Cassandra.
Silver, always a pleasure. Always a pleasure.
Always. Yes, indeed. For sure, for me too. Well, you heard all that I had to say, and I think it was probably a mouthful.
I love it, though.
Yeah. You know, it's just our take on things. You know, I often remind the audience that we do a lot of conversations like this when we are not on the air because it's just how we do what we do. We talk about it, we live it, we believe it, we act on it, and it profoundly works is the truth. So, you know what I'd like to do is get started with a first point. You know, when we get up in the morning and move throughout our days, I don't know that a lot of us, I know I am talking for myself too, but it's been a long time ago, don't really think about what you're thinking about. You know, we pretty much live in routines and pretty much know what we're going to do when we get up and we're going to go to work and going to know what we're going to do when we get to work and all that stuff. But what I have learned through living this life is that I've learned to question my own thinking. When I wrote that point down, one of the major things that came to my mind are some things that I tried to make happen years ago, some things that were just really phenomenal, really neat, but they didn't work. They kind of fell apart or fell on their face, and I remember thinking how awful it was. And thinking how awful it was made me feel some really kind of bad way, in a hurtful way in my heart and in my mind, my emotions. And I realized through two or three of those times that you have to question, you know, not so much the fact that something failed, but how you're thinking about it. And so I began to really look at that and understand, you know, some of the cliche stuff, like, you know, having a pity party and all of that stuff. But that stuff is really real. And if you want to have a pity party, you know, you can celebrate all by yourself for a long time in that situation.
Yeah, you can.
And, you know, that's just one thing where, you know, I had to question and stop and really think about what I was thinking about and know and learn that that was something that could truly keep me from moving forward if I didn't set off the right alerts and alarms and, you know, what was going on, realizing that, you know, failure is not final and, you know, you can start over again and, you know, all the other stuff that you have to tell yourself. But that was something that I realized at those pivotal times that we really have to question what we're thinking.
We do, Silver, and it is no small thing. Our thoughts do color our perceptions, and our perceptions create the world or the form in which we have to deal, which can be very limiting. And for others, it's like the song, I Believe I Can Fly, which is exactly how flight happened, by a thought. And so it's incredibly important to check ourselves. The good news, I think, though, is that it is doable. I think of thoughts unchecked, and we can think of any of the really horrible or even I think really horrible things that happen around us. But thinking is something not unlike anything else in our life that we go after. You have to cultivate it. I don't think that we can trust the world that we live in to give us food for thought. I think that it is critical that we go get something that creates a foundation for us. I've shared this with you before. I start my every single morning out with a reading that orders my thinking. It's Science of Mind is what I read. And in the Science of Mind, as well as the Bible, it tells us, as a man thinketh, as a woman thinketh. And it speaks to the importance of thinking. It is a creative medium. It is a creative tool if you use it. It is otherwise a prison that holds you and captured, holds you back. It's everything. And I don't believe that it is on a worldwide basis given enough seriousness. It should be taught, the art of thinking, the power of thinking, should be taught from birth and every single class. Every single class.
You probably got a lot of that in school. I know that I did get some in some of the classroom situations that I was in about, you know, teaching us a little bit about critical thinking and what insight meant. And I felt it birthing in me even that early in life, and I was only 8 or 9 years old when I had my first exposure to it. But you're absolutely right. And I see across social media that a lot of people feel the same way. They really believe that adding a component of critical thinking into the curriculums would make such a difference, and there's just no doubt it really would. You brought something up that I wanted to mention, too, when you mentioned food for thought. When we're questioning our thinking, one of the things that we can ask ourselves, I feel, if you're really interested in probing into what we're talking about really means, is when you think something, you know, ask yourself, where is it taking you? You know, what door is that going to open or close? Or, you know, is that taking you toward from one place to another? You know, we, as you said, Cassandra, we are bombarded with a lot of other thinking from lots of other places. And a lot of people find it a lot easier to latch on to something else going on than to challenge themselves to their own processes and beliefs and understanding about themselves and really important things just for your own life. And, you know, it just makes sense to ask yourself, Okay, I was just thinking about that, but where is that taking me? Am I concentrating on things that are not taking me out of a situation? Am I taking myself toward an answer? Am I taking myself toward a solution? Or am I just sitting here thinking and reprocessing how awful things are, how bad the world is, how that's not working, and it's probably never gonna, and I'm never gonna, and all of that kind of stuff. And it is, for people like you and me, we think it's dangerous to think like that. Maybe that's too tough of a word, but depending on who you are.
No, it is dangerous.
It's a good thing to ask yourself if you're in a place where you're thinking it's not where I want to be.
Isn't it said that every thought takes you closer to heaven or hell, one step closer to heaven or hell?
Mm-hmm.
I think that without thinking, we accept the information, the noise, the news that we hear or that is shared with us. And I say that is shared almost from every avenue with an agenda. And as we've talked about before, the noise coming from those with an agenda is to make us good consumers, good behaviors, pliable, that we will buy when we're told to buy, fear when we're told to fear, jump when we're told to jump. And you really can begin to stop that noise. But again, Silver, I learned, and I don't know that you can get here any other way, but you've got to feed yourself something else. You can't just say, I'm not going to think this and not give yourself something else to chew on, something else to grow inside of you. There is so much information there which will enable you to tap into the power of your own mind. That's where God is. That's how he works through us, by what we can do. But we've got to be available, and we're not available if we're putting up to every possible miraculous outcome all the reasons that a thing won't work, all the reasons that a thing won't work based on what noise or news tells us that we are not. And it's always going to tell us what we're not, because if we're not, then we're more pliable, and then we will buy and do and behave and act and jump and all of that nonsense. But you've got to be able to stop that. And as you and I talked about before, journaling is one of the ways that I began to hear that I'm crazy. I wrote out my thinking and I thought, this don't make no sense. No, seriously. I always say to a friend of mine, but if you can see your thoughts aren't you. If you can separate yourself from the noise in your head, then you can realize, like I did, you're crazy, and begin to do something else. I share with a friend, but seriously, I tell her, when the crazy comes, just watch it and see what it do. Don't follow it. Don't believe it. Just watch it. And you'll realize you're crazy too. And then you can strike out on a plan to feed yourself something else to come, because you are what you eat. Whatever you read, whatever you focus on, whatever you immerse yourself into is what's going to take over your thinking. And if you don't purpose yourself to get on a stream of thinking that promotes you, you really are crazy with no hope.
Well, you know what, Cassandra, you just pretty much wrapped up point two, commanding our thought life. You know, giving your thoughts direction. It's absolutely important and critical with everything that you just explained, that you, if you're going to tell yourself, if you're going to tell yourself, realize by questioning that something's not working, or as you said, that you're crazy, then you got to give your thoughts some other direction. And I wonder if people really think about what you're exposing yourself to all day, how it is making a bed in your head. I mean, it really does. It gets comfortable. It gets it gets to a point where it's just really you know, it becomes who you are, and that's not always the who you are you were expecting to be. So you have to give your thoughts some direction.
Yeah.
And I don't want to be the one that says, well, stop doing this and stop listening to that and stop. You only know. You're the person.
Right.
Cassandra and I aren't trying to give you any demands on how to live life. We're sharing what we know. And as Cassandra
mm-hmm.
always says, well, we know so far. These are things that we
I'm
have
still
learned.
Learning.
These are things that,
yes,
indeed. These are things that we've practiced. We've learned by trial and error. And so we feel strongly about sharing it. You know, people tell her, people tell me how we have saved them from some situations, from some error in their steps. Because of what we share, and that's really the whole point of it. We do this because we, you know, as I said, we know what we know, and we know that it can help people. That's why we keep doing it. So if you're gonna command your thoughts, look at what it is you're exposing yourself to. Those things are giving you direction. If they're not opening doors or taking you towards goals, success, peace, or all the positive things. Question it, because it's working, whether you realize it or not. It's working toward going towards some kind of door. The third thing
is,
can we control our thoughts for the better? And here's what I mean. I saw a clip. It's been a couple of years or more now with Brene Brown and Oprah. We'll never forget
mm-hmm.
this, because I thought it was just so powerful. They were talking about similar things that we're talking about right now. But Brene brought up the fact that whatever we tell ourselves about something, whatever story we create, that's what we believe, whether
mm-hmm.
it's the truth
yes.
or not, if that's what we
yes.
tell ourselves about it. It may not have been the reality. It may not have been what that person actually did or said or what you saw occur, even. There's a backdrop to that, but whatever tells the story we tell ourselves, that's the one we run with, without questioning
mm-hmm.
any of the other things with any amount of emotional intelligence or a mindset that you know, wants to probe and see, is what I'm thinking the truth. And so we have to be very careful, because we'll think that about something at work. We'll think that about somebody at work that, you know, often somebody might snap or say something to us, and all of a sudden we feel like we've ruined a relationship because of how we respond. And what happened had nothing to do with us directly. That person had a bad
mm-hmm.
day before they stepped out of their house. You know,
mm-hmm.
you never know what they're going through. Was it their kids? Are they in an abusive relationship? Are they out of money? Or you know, you just don't know. But we tell ourselves, oh, she does. She just thinks this about me, or he just doesn't like me, or did you hear what? You know, those storylines that we create for ourselves can be so, oh my God, devastating to how we live out our lives, because whatever we tell ourselves is what we believe. And we really
mm-hmm.
have to take some more time to choose what to think about certain situations.
I shared with a friend who was going through a difficult time. I said, you know, as I would sit and try to talk to her, listen to her, and help her out of where she was. I was going to say stuck. My opinion. But I said to her, you know, sweetie, you're just telling stories. And you're reacting
mm-hmm.
to the stories. You're creating these scenarios, and you're reacting based on what you said. Tell a story where you win. Rewrite it. because all you're doing as we sit here is you're telling stories to me, you're telling stories to yourself. What if a lot of times, Silver, we can't accept the fact that we don't know everything or anything. What if you
mm-hmm.
don't know? I always challenge people to not know. You don't have to have an answer for yourself. If you look at a situation that causes you some kind of feeling and say, I don't know what it is, but I'm willing to know. Well, there is an opportunity for God, for universe, for guardian angels, or for your mind to give some critical thought to it. If you, however, look at it and identify it, and without cultivating your thinking, you would normally look at something and identify it as negative, if it felt questionable. And then you react. That's your story, and you're going to stick to it. And that, and then it becomes a domino effect. You can look at something and say, I don't know what that was. I don't like it. I don't know what it was, but I'm willing to know. And I'm certainly willing not to assign it a negative outcome in this moment. You know, when we talk about, because what we're talking about changing your mind, which is, it sounds easy, but it is, it's a process. It didn't happen for me instantly, and I still find myself having to check myself constantly. So it's an ongoing process. But that's one of the ways in the midst of something that you can stop and just say, maybe I don't know what it is. Maybe I don't know what he or she meant. Maybe I don't know. Maybe I'm not right. And just mm-hmm. sit with that for a moment.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. Our last point, Cassandra, is conquering the mindset, negative mindset. And mm-hmm. I want to share a short story. A couple of weeks ago, I was out shopping for a mirror and found a really lovely one. And the one of the stock persons saw me trying to maneuver it, and he asked if he could take it to the front for the store for me until I was done shopping. And I said, sure. So once I was done and got through the line, the clerk went to take the tag off and brought it to the register and all of that. Well, when I got to it, this lady came up, and literally if she had come in any harder, she'd have broken the mirror with her cart. And, you know, I tried to be as calm as possible, but I said, oh, my God. Said, you just ran your cart into my mirror. And she went off like you had thought I had. Oh, my God. She started yelling at me so loud and telling me that I had not, you know, that I was rude and she had not run into the mirror. And, oh, she was just ranting and ranting and ranting. And I'm thinking, is this really happening? I said, this is one of those cell phone moments where things go viral. I'm not going to do that, though, because I do too many other wonderful things I would prefer go viral. So I'm mm-hmm, not going to do mm-hmm. that. But I stood there looking at her, and she told me I was rude at least 5 times for saying anything to her. She just, I guess, felt embarrassed or, you know, I really don't know. But anyway, I was looking around, and I was thinking, okay, let me see, how am I going to respond to this? And I finally just looked at her eye to eye and said, okay, I'm rude. I'm sorry. She looked at me so strange.
Yes.
And I thought, okay, well, she thinks that I just agreed with her poor psychology. But what I just actually right. did was shut this down.
I was about to say, you should have just faded the whole situation.
Up. Mm-hmm.
Right.
I said, there are tons of people looking at us, and I'm shutting this down, and I'm leaving with a mm-hmm. smile on my face, and they heard me apologize to you for you running into my
mm-hmm.
mirror.
mm-hmm.
So, but I said that to say, conquer, you know, there are certainly a couple of other ways I could have responded to her.
Mm-hmm.
You know, number one, it would never be in my nature to start yelling at somebody in a store like that. I mean, I'm just, some mm-hmm. customer service people can get me riled up sometimes, but I didn't know this woman, and she obviously had some issues going on. But I made a decision, literally, to not take it into a higher negative place. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, I said that to say we can conquer if we have a choice. I watch so many videos that come through my timeline, my feed, and I think to myself, you guys, listen, some of that stuff doesn't have to go down like that. Decide if my physical is in danger, then we talk about something else. But, you know, for people going off and acting crazy, let them go on and go in that direction. I'm not going with them. That's just how I feel about it. But we have to realize we can make spontaneous decisions to conquer the negative things that are impacting us, or the negative responses, actions, and reactions that may come into our minds as well. We're at our 5-minute mark, Cassandra. So what I'd like to do, well, you know, you've heard the whole conversation. You've been a wonderful part of it, as usual. Would you like to add our closing thoughts on this?
Yeah, let me first of all, to the point of your story, which is not uncommon when life or someone in our space attempts to pull us out of where we are. What I was thinking is, as we do that introspection and that ordering of our own thinking and that feeding ourselves with food for thought, part of it is what will happen is a real understanding of who we are and how we fit into this thing called the life that we're living. And as we come to that realization and become comfortable with how awesome we are made, and a situation like that happens, you realize she's not talking to you. She may as well
exactly.
say, "Susan, you're rude," and your name ain't Susan. So you can more easily forgive someone's error when you know who you are and when you know what you stand for, because you are someone and you stand for something that you are cultivating. Then you don't as easily fall for the okie doke. It's easy to, in any situation, understand the error in someone's thinking or the even in your own, because as I have said to people, nothing in this world that matters is out to get you. So if it feels that way, then you're called to learn something or take a nap. if you don't find any value in it, check out. And always ask.
Right.
What I'm saying, you know, because don't stay and lament on how bad it is. I don't like it. I don't get it. But I'm willing to. I'm out. call me when there's an answer. Otherwise, I'm out. And it is an option, because if I don't do that, then I fall down the hole of hell gone wrong, and all the reasons why, and ramifications of it, and it's just crazy. It's not healthy, and I can do that, but I know better. So
any of us can. You're right. Well, I want to thank
yeah.
you so much for taking the time out of your day. You always help make this show amazing, and I sure appreciate you for it. And I just enjoy it. I wouldn't want to do it with anyone else. So I think
it's always a pleasure for me as well.
Listen, any of you who would like to follow up with Cassandra, please check her website out at www.CassandraMcShepherd.com. She truly is a superstar. R. If you check out her website, you will see why. She does some amazing things. And maybe you'd like to have her as a guest or as a speaker, or she sings. She's a jazz vocalist. I tell you, she can make it happen. And people truly enjoy her gifts and her talents and her presence. So I hope you'll take a look. She's also on Real Milwaukee, and that's on Fox 6 in Milwaukee every day, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. Take a peek at that, too. Cassandra, thank you once again. Love you, sis, and I will talk to you again soon.
Always a pleasure. God bless.
Thank you. And all of you, thank you so much for tuning in. Stay tuned for the next thing that's coming up. Hopefully I'll have something locked down in the next week or two. In the meantime, I hope you have yourself an amazing day. Be good. Be blessed. Be awesome.